giving to me an opportunity to serve the Lord. This is the only thing that I can turn down, God, when I say, would you willing to serve me? And it's the only thing I can say, Lord, I don't say no, thank you. But the best that I can say, Lord, you saved my life. You gave me an eternal life. You give me awesome opportunity, Lord. So serve me wherever you want me to do. The pictures that you're about to see here is that these are pictures, if you see, what are you doing in the Philippines for 4 weeks, which is a month. So this is some pictures that I'm doing in the Philippines. So while I'm watching I'm talking to you guys, just keep watching the video. The pictures where I keep flashing. So a wonderful time to serve the Lord is that when you offer your life to the Lord, sometimes the Lord will say, are you willing to serve me? And sometimes there are things that people will say, Lord, I don't know when, I don't know where, and I don't know how. But once you offer yourself to the Lord, God will open an opportunity for us to do something on what you're going to do. So if we can make the pictures forward so we can see something and everything. I believe that when I offer myself to the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm planning to have a vacation in the Philippines, but this is the first ever vacation I'm going to the Philippines that, Lord, most of the time is just a vacation, freely vacation. But this time, Lord, I want this to be something different. So what I'm going to do, Lord, is just do something for me. I offer myself to you. And God said, okay, if this is what you want to do, then I will do something for you and do this and do that and do this and do that. So I said, Lord, my life belongs to you now. So when I go to the Philippines, the first picture, that's the one. They're having a baptism right there. And after those pictures, I'm doing my job in the Philippines, which is the mission work. Okay, the most important thing to do the mission work is that what are you going to do and how to start? So, what happening is I challenged the church. I said, "Is it not wonderful that someday somehow you can see your friends, your classmates, your relatives, your co-workers sit beside you? Is it not wonderful that someday it's just like every Sunday it's just you and your friends and, you know, all the time you see every Sunday in the church? But now I tell you, I'm here this time to be with you guys to do this mission trip. So I challenge everyone that please come and invite some friends for a Bible study, and I will provide all the snacks. Okay? I provide the food, good food, the snacks. Just invite unbeliever friends, your classmates, your co-workers, your relatives. Just invite them, and I will provide the food and the snacks. So everybody is so happy. I said, you know what? I told them, you know what? Everybody of us has our own gift. The only thing is you don't know how to use it. But friends, I'll tell you that being just a friend, you don't know that you have a gift of friendship. And that's the most foundation. So everybody say, okay, so we'll invite them. Anyway, there's a free food, so that's part of it. So everybody is so happy, they invite. So I told them first, for them not to think about religious thing, don't invite them here in the church because they will turn you down. I said, they will give you something like, oh, I'm busy, I can't do this, maybe next time. Bring that and open the opportunity of your house if you can do it. Or we'll do something else. Just don't bring this in the church. So they will be happy, not thinking that we will convict them their faith for a religious matter. Okay? But what we're doing here is to convince them and change them a new hope, a new relationship to Christ. And this is the thing that I am doing right there. So with all those pictures, young people are so eager and they're so happy. Okay, I can invite all my classmates. I can invite some friends, unbeliever friends. And the adults, the men as well, they are inviting friends. The women, they are inviting friends. And so we gathered somewhere else. And the funds that you guys supporting for me, that's the one that I'm using. I mean, Lord, this is your glory now. And you give me this opportunity, and please be with me. So, after all this opening, folks, things that really, really touches my heart. One of these houses in here, I said, what is that book in front of the altar right there? And I said, well, that's the Holy Bible. And I said, did you read that thing in front of everybody? Did you guys read that one? I said, no, we put that over there, and every night we pray for that thing. I said, you know what? The book that in the altar is just the same book that I have here. Okay? It's just different colors, different size, but the meaning, what is in there and what is in here are just different. The book that's on the altar that you're praying, I tell you what, that's the book that we are needed right now. I tell you something. Let me ask you something right now. I said, suppose you die today or tomorrow, because in the Philippines right now, they're so rampant with the drugs, and they give you a chance to surrender. If you don't surrender and you keep selling drugs, and they will kill you. And that's your choice. The government is giving you a chance to surrender, to stop doing bad things and surrender. And that's what God is telling us to do. If what we're doing right now, God is giving us a chance to surrender and come to Him, and God will promise a new life and a new beginning. So, I opened to them, I said, the Bible that's here is just the same. The only thing is that we are just born with our tradition, that without our knowledge, not by choice, we become a Catholic. Why? Because we are just an infant, our parents bring that to the church, and now I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and now you become a Catholic. Is that your choice? No. That's why, I ask you, suppose you die tomorrow, are you sure you can go to heaven? I said, no. Well, I hope so. So that's the sad story that I always hear from them. So, okay. Now, if you cannot sure that you can go to heaven, I tell you what, there's only one way in going to heaven. One way in going to heaven, but I can I can tell you that there's thousands of gates to go to hell. And one way to go to heaven is just Jesus. If you believe and receive in your heart that Jesus is God, you will be saved. And right now, you can have an assurance of salvation. That's the thing that I've been telling to everybody wherever I go. The hope of salvation. And you know what? The most beautiful impact is that I said, are you willing to believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ so you can have the assurance of salvation right here, right now? And he said, oh yes, okay, please close your eyes. And please stand up and raise your hands. And don't stand up, it's because your side, somebody beside you is standing up. Don't follow him, but make your own personal decision right here, right now. And you know what the most beautiful moments in my life is that when some of them is getting standing up slowly and slowly, while somebody outside our Bible study are keep watching them, the persecutors, you guys changing, they're just thinking that if you guys change your faith, your religion, then you will be persecuted from their chapel or, there's a church from them. And I said to them, you know what? These people are persecuting you. But you don't scare that someday God will persecute you and put you to hell. So the choice now is yours. And after all those things, different groups, the same procedures that I'm doing to them, when they raise their hands and believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, I can just imagine, Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity that you gave me. Just an opportunity that I can turn down and say, no, Lord, thank you. I'm not going to do this because I don't know. I'm not going to Bible school. I'm not a pastor. That's their job, and I'm just an ordinary people. But Lord, thank you that you choose me. You send me to the Philippines to do this ministry. That pictures, if you see that, how many hundreds of young people right there? Young people, unbeliever friends, they're inviting their friends and turn their life to God on that moment. God, I said, Lord, I don't want to get this credit for myself. I give the credit to your glory and God and the First Baptist Church who are supporting me to give this opportunity to buy this food that people will receive and believe you, God. Can you imagine all these things? And with all these pictures, I mean, after all this excitement every week, I just don't know that it's about my last day that I have to come back to the U.S. Sometimes, once you serve the Lord and you are on fire of His glory, it's full of excitement. I said, Lord, I don't know that this is like this. I know, I mean, it's different than other things. But when the Bible says down here that gives me more inspiring things is that in book of Matthew chapter 20, verses 19 to 20, which is familiar to us, and said, the greatest commission that says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always. You need to be careful and make this an inspiration that the word here, surely, I am with you. This is the most important thing that gives my life so on fire. Lord, I'm not a pastor. I don't go to Bible study. I don't even go to seminar. But why I can do this one? In spite of being an ordinary people, God, I tell you what, that's because of His promise. I'll be with you always. Friends, things that are happening in the Philippines can be happening here in our church. Don't think about yourself that you are just an ordinary people. So do I. I'm just an ordinary people. But remember the song that I sing before? God loves an ordinary people who are willing to do on His command. That's the only thing. If you think that someday some of your friends, classmates, relatives be on your side someday somehow, and you make it a dream, it's not impossible. The only thing you can do is that serve the Lord with your commitment and then invite friends. Invite them. God knows that you are not a pastor, you're not gifted to do these things, but being a friendship, you have a gift of friendship, you can invite them. And then you can call the pastors, deacons, you can invite me and arrange everything. The least that you can do, folks, is just to step forward one day at a time. And then your friends, someday, they can open their heart, open their minds, that this is the best thing that I can do. And someday, I tell you what, you will tell me, Ray, thank you for the words of encouragement. Now, after a few months, my co-worker is here with us now. Amen? The only thing that God is looking right now is your commitment to serve. Don't be just be contented of after a few years, we're still the same in this church, the same faces. But how about them? Do we care about them? I do. That's why in the Philippines, when I handled this Bible study, I told everybody, I said, you know what, why I'm doing this one? Because I don't want that someday you come to me and point your fingers to me and you said, we've been together before. You don't even told us that there is a way in going to heaven. I thought that after all our sacrificial things, going to the church every Sunday, giving our offering to the church is enough. Praying for us is enough that we can go to heaven. I don't want to be blamed. And I don't want that in your mind that someday you will be blamed with your friends, co-workers and classmates, that someday you just care about yourself and you don't care about them. Yes, they go to church, but we know the truth because that truth will set us free. One of those very exciting one of my Bible study. The lady, we're talking millions, peso, okay, not dollar. And he said, you know what, pastor, they called me pastor. Okay, thank you, Lord, calling me a pastor. You know what, pastor, I was so impressed. I was so blessed the way you talk. Because I have a business, which is very known business, like, you know, for beauty salon like that. And she has a nice, beautiful mansion, house, millions, cost millions, having a business. And after her testimony, she said, but I don't have contentment in my life. I need something, this, the way you talk to me, the way I hear from you, that's what I need. And I said, you know what, Grace, unless you have Jesus in your heart, you can have this contentment. Yes, you have millions. But I tell you what, money cannot, you can buy good bed, but money, the bed, money cannot buy you a good sleep. Yes, you can go to different fancy restaurants and buy good food, but money cannot buy appetite for you. Unless you have Jesus in your heart, then you can have that fruit of the Holy Spirit. And he said to me, he started crying, he said, you know, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I need. After doing this, after a few weeks, on the last Sunday, I was preaching that Sunday. I come to the church in the front, and I welcome everybody. And I saw her driving her SUV. I said, "Oh Lord, thank you. She's coming. She bring the whole family. They're in back in the car. Just her children." And during our praise and worship, which is 1 hour, just praise and worship, 1 hour, continuous praise and worship, dancing, waving our hands to praise the Lord with drums, cymbals, and everything. On my right side, where she was standing, I look her around, and I look at her, and her face is crying. She cried with joy. He's just crying. And I can't help myself. Emotionally, I turn around. There was a small door on that side. I go outside and I cry. Lord, thank you. Thank you for using me. These people now believe in you and they're already here to serve you, okay? And one of those Bible study, one guy said, Ray, now that I received the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm now persecuted with my family, my parents, my brothers and sisters, because they thought I already changed my religion. And I said, you know what? You are not alone. Even me before, I was persecuted with my parents. See this on me when I received the Lord Jesus. But it's just the beginning, my friend. Continue, follow, and serve the Lord. Because this is the beginning that through the changes of your heart, they will find something that when God changes you, then that's the beginning that they can say, oh, it's so nice to become a born-again Christian. Because before you are so drunk, every time. So after all those people that coming to Bible study, their places come from a little bit up the hill. They just come over. Sometimes it's raining. But they put sacrifice to come to Bible study. After we eat, I give them a snacks. With a surprise blessings, I told them, you know what? As a token of appreciation for coming here, I'll give you this love gift certificate with this amount. One of our members of the church have a mini grocery store. And I said, just claim this or redeem this gift certificate. Just a little bit saying thank you. A grocery store. Just to get like rice, vinegar, soy sauce, or whatever they need in the day. And they're so thankful and so happy of all those love offering. Folks, I tell you what. All these things that I'm doing in the Philippines, all this is because of you guys. I don't give the credit. I serve the Lord. I don't give the credit. God knows. I said, Lord, thank you for the First Baptist Church and the Filipino community who are faithfully serving. They open their hearts to serve you and they invest their wallet, O Lord God, to serve you. And this all about mission. If you think about like, what is all mission? Giving. When you give something, you just don't know. Now, once you give something, you invest something, the Lord is already give you a blessings with that. He promised that to you guys. But think about, in a little thing that you offer to the Lord, you invest to the Lord, can you imagine some people, young people, adults, they come to the Lord and serve the Lord? They change their lives. So before I leave, I told the church, I told the young people, guys, the seed that I invest right now, now that I'm going back to the U.S., please, continue to visit them. Continue to encourage them, guide them, that they will, that the seed that we give to them will not just like nothing. Because they cried and they believed. So this is the most important thing that I can give to everyone for us here. That once we step forward and come to the Lord and offer the best thing that we can do, just don't think about something, as I've said, that no, I can't do it. No, thank you, because I'm just an ordinary people. Friends, today maybe is the beginning of hope and the beginning that we can turn up and we can go forward and say, Lord, thank you for everything. And I'm so thankful indeed for this time to the First Baptist Church that God is really opened the opportunity for me. Because when God said, when I do this mission ministry, and God said, surely I will be with you. And that's the thing that gave me inspiration, because when I make this decision, I talk to Pastor Doug. I say, Pastor, can you please help me? I have plans for Bible study. Without any hesitation on that McDonald's, we have a breakfast fellowship, men's breakfast fellowship, and Pastor told me right away, we will pray for you. In fact, I'm planned. I bring you to the church. I call everybody. I will pray for you and will connect, maybe ask love gift offering, whoever, to serve the Lord. And I tell you what, right this moment, at the time that you pray for me here, I can almost help myself, almost to cry. I feel something in my heart, in my feet. I feel something like, I feel the hotness and something like I'm trembling. And I said, I believe that the Holy Spirit is already having me and being pulled charge on me and ready to go to send for the Philippines. And that's the promise of God, that surely I will be with you. Amen? Amen. Friends, remember this. We only have one life that soon will pass. But what we have done for Christ will only last. Thank you, and may the Lord bless us all.